Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope that it is going swell. About 45 minutes away from hearing from D'Amico Ryans. He talks to the Assemble Media coming out of the bye week for your Texans and gearing up for a very important late night, Monday night matchup versus the Seattle Seahawks. One of the few teams in the NFL that you look at and you go, This is fun. This Seahawks team has been building in the couple of seasons that they have. Had Mike McDonald as the head coach. Defense looks really solid. Offense is doing some fun things with Sam Darnold and Jaxon Smith-Njigba and such. And so, yeah, this is going to be a very fun one. I'm looking forward to breaking this down as we go. And so that starts with hearing from D'Amico Ryans at 12:45. Mark your calendars if you do that. Do people still do that? Do people still mark that? I feel like
I do.
I think of people
online on my phone.
Oh yeah, like
on
a digital calendar.
On my phone, yeah.
I was thinking about like a physical paper calendar.
Do you even have a physical calendar?
Ain't no way.
I do not. I know people that do.
Yeah.
I know. I used to keep those planners. Remember the planners?
I couldn't make myself use a planner.
I used those for probably 25 years.
You're an organized person.
I always have. If I don't, I just screw up. I'll forget everything.
Yeah, my wife has a fancy little binder that she put together herself.
Yeah, the little black. Yeah. I use that for 20, 25 years. But now it's all on the phone because I'll forget stuff, man.
Yeah.
I just will.
I had to use my Google Calendar recently because I had so much going on. I'm like, I actually got to put this in the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been bad about that. Transition. Let's talk about.
And now for I got nothing for completely
you.
Different.
Yeah, I got nothing for you there. Transition. CJ Stroud. I think. Let me ask actually. 713-572-4610. Where are you now with CJ Stroud? Because I was talking about this with you in one of the breaks yesterday. I think. Yes. Last season, I talked about CJ Stroud in kind of just the conversation we've had personally. I'm like, I feel like this might be a year where people start treating him kind of like Patrick Mahomes. Not that he's like the same level of player, but the team start putting that too high safety. And ultimately, that's kind of what we saw. I do wonder if the quarterback could have a little bit of that not exact comparison to his Dak Prescott, where people got to that place where they were like, are you worth the money, was the conversation we were having earlier. So I'm interested to see where people are with him. And let's see where we are with him, because you have set up this this framework here of this dog rating. Can you explain to me? I would like to go to the John Lopez glossary of what
you
got to
pronounce it the
rating.
Right way. Right way. Is he a dog?
What is his dog?
Does he have that dog in him?
What does dog rating mean?
I have five tiers.
I don't know about you saying a dog like that.
Dog. He's got that.
He's
dog
saying it like
in
he's
him.
From. It's definitely a deep South.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. New Orleans. By the way, that documentary, I finished it yesterday. Whew.
Oh, the
really
Katrina,
good.
Which one?
The Katrina one on Netflix. Anyway, and you know, this is a combination of the conversation we had about C.J. Stroud and something I mentioned yesterday about Baker Mayfield coming off of the games on Sunday. You know, I was like, people throw around the word dog a lot. I'll just go all
why you talk
dog
about Laramie Tesla?
Yeah, I was
like
hey,
that, man.
Shout out to Laramie because he does it.
He said
a lot.
Davis Mills was the dog.
Exactly.
You don't know Davis. Davis might be a dog for real.
The combination of what you think about C.J. Stroud and too many people just casually throw around the word dog too much or dog too much. I created five tiers of dog.
You know what you sound like?
Who?
You know that meme with the little boy who'd be like, can I pet that dog? That's what you sound like right now.
I like it. So, five tiers of dog at the quarterback position in the NFL. I think it's going to be fun to talk about, and if you agree, disagree, whatever.
713-572-4610. Just go ahead and send disagree right now to get ahead of it.
Alpha dogs, dog-ish, dog tendencies, more bark than bite, and puppies.
I feel like this was all born out of the last two. You came up with the last two, and you're like, we got to figure out a way to get
these into the segment.
More Bark Than Bite was where you started. You were like, oh, this the whole thing is here.
All right, alphas. These are the alpha dogs.
Alpha dogs.
Leaders of the pack. You don't want to cross to that side of the street. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield.
Alpha dog with Baker.
100%.
Interesting.
100%.
Interesting. Go ahead and get.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and get in your bag before
we
break this
down. Literally bark at you. Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, and Josh Allen. To me, those are the five absolute dogs in the NFL.
Yeah, and what's funny is I feel like I generally agree, especially if we just talking about dog and we're not talking about just the remainder of everything else entirely. Baker Mayfield has always had a chip on his shoulder to a point that's actually been annoying to me because I get it, right? Like, there was absolutely a point in time where Baker Mayfield with chip on his shoulder, very much fair.
I was a walk-on at OU.
Walk-on. right? Like, but I think that's fair,
and
right?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, he was at Texas Tech and he got his job took, right? Like, I think there's a level of, and he was a diminutive quarterback. That is not something that is looked upon fondly in those spaces. Like, nah, you had an opportunity. You were the number one GD pick in the National Football League. If you don't cut this out right now, and then he got the adversity that allowed him to be that allowed that particular rankishness to be okay again when he goes to Carolina and he's going around trying to find a job and now he has found the perfect landing spot and it all fits because he's playing at a level where and he's playing with the veteran savvy where it really works. He's picking up third downs and third and longs in a way that nobody else in this league is doing. He's I think on third downs. He has the most third down pickups of quarterbacks, and he's tied with Jalen Hurts for this.
So
right?
No complaints about the five alpha dogs?
No, I don't think so.
I kind of hesitated, believe it or not, with Matthew Stafford a little bit, but nah.
Let's go back to his Detroit days and everything.
Well,
man.
I think you don't even have to go that far. I think we could talk about the injuries that he's fought through in the last couple of years.
Tough guy. I think it's fair to have him there.
Now, let me go through dog-ish, and maybe this... I'll go through the other four tiers, and maybe you can... Because I almost put a certain someone in dog-ish, but spoiler alert, I did not.
Okay.
Dog-ish, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, and Justin Herbert. They're, by and large, they're dogs, but they've had their issues.
Okay. All right? All right.
Let me go through them, and then you see them.
I feel like I'd pull Jared Goff down. You know what? I think I like dog-ish here because the thing that I always bring up is just if you bring his eyes down with pressure, he is just an entire – and not even in the same way as other
people. But again, they've had their bad moments.
When he does have protection,
he's a dog.
That's a problem.
This is where I put C.J. Stroud. Dog tendencies. C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, brace yourself. Daniel Jones.
Okay. Actually, I think I might be a little bit more upset with this next one.
Kyler Murray.
It's a shame what they did to that dog. Yeah. Is that okay?
It's a damn shame what they did to that dog.
Brock Purdy, Drake May, Joe Flacco, Jackson Dart, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Jaden Daniels.
I think I like a lot of this. Joe Flacco, I feel like I could build a sixth category, which is just old dog. Like he's just aged out of this. Mm-hmm. And no, I actually like a lot of this. Mm-hmm. The Kyler Murray gets a little uncomfortable for me, just because.
You may have noticed I just erased it. I actually had him in the next category at first, but then I moved him up.
I probably might have him a little more in the next category.
Next
it feels
category
like it falls apart a little bit more than it should. And then Daniel Jones. I might be able to feel this.
He's got dog tendencies.
You know, I feel like he's been failed. He's been failed by his coaching staff, but I don't know how much I want to put
him in. I think it's kind of fair to have him there because I know every time we think about Daniel Jones, we think about his last moments as a Giant.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this is year one as a Colt. I could kind of get with it a little bit.
All right, I'm actually feeling pretty good. Y'all have not thrown me under the bus or told me I'm stupid on any of these. Just
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yet.
Can I press pause and go back to the very top? Because Patrick Mahomes, we ran right past it. Somebody said he wouldn't be near where he is if he would have been drafted to a bad team. And with all due respect is the way I'll preface this. Duh. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
He's a system quarterback.
Well, that's a little bit much, right?
This is something that we've
system
come to,
quarterback.
This is something that we've come to understand is now just honestly a flat under just this is basis of quarterbacking, which is circumstance matters, which is why I'm willing to give you the Daniel Jones dog tendency.
Yeah.
Circumstance flatly matters.
And you know what? Deshaun Watson would have been a Hall of Famer if he got drafted by the Chiefs, too.
Yeah. Well, who knows with the other stuff, but yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where is Lamar Jackson here?
I had him in doggish. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me? Yeah, because I was like, disrespect for Lamar Jackson. I was like, damn, I didn't even realize his name had not been called yet.
I had him right behind, because you cannot deny what happens.
Which is, here he get on his Nick Wright. Go ahead, Nick Wright.
And you can't deny it.
Go ahead, Nick Wright.
I'll say it. Tell me and deny it. Hasn't been able to win in the postseason.
Quarterbacks aren't a quarterback stat. And we can point to a number of games in which he has been failed by other teammates. In fact, the last couple of times that they've gone out of the playoffs, you can point to Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just doing a thing where we're like, you're the quarterback, so you got to hold this.
But again, there's got to be a gray area in there.
But shouldn't
there's got to be a meeting? There's got to be a point.
All right, so Baker Mayfield, Alpha Dog, Lamar Jackson,
yes.
I was going to take it a step further. Josh Allen couldn't win in the playoffs either, man. He didn't get past that bump of the road either.
That's more than fair. But the fact that
Lamar got more MVPs.
Josh Allen has by himself won huge games, I think, in the postseason when it counts, more than Lamar Jackson. Again, prove me wrong.
I think they should be in the same tier.
In the postseason, by himself, Josh Allen has won more games.
We're talking about the quarterback that be leading the game in passing yards and rushing yards. We're talking about that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Again, you are dying on this hill, and I get it, and I don't disrespect it.
And I'm not saying that Lamar Jackson is perfect, but if perfect is the metric here, there's a lot of guys we got to take out of the Alphas.
None of them are perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're trying to hold them to.
I think Lamar and Josh Allen should be kind of on a similar level at least.
Okay, and then that's why I put these tiers out there to have this discussion and disagreement. I can't. At some point, you are right, but at some point, the dog has to step up, and we've seen it with Patrick Mahomes lately, with Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, and Josh Allen. Have we seen that from Lamar Jackson at that? And again, he's on the second tier. It's not like I put him at the bottom. But anyway, let's get to the more bark than bite.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Geno Smith, Trevor Lawrence, and Cam Ward.
All completely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them for on an ascending, some of them on a descending, but it's just like, show me.
Yeah.
I think you could recategorize this as show me.
Mm-hmm.
Show me that you got some dog here.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen it in enough of a way in any of these guys.
And then the puppies. They're so cute. They got that wet nose, the little soft feet. Tua, Justin Fields, Dylan Gabriel, and Spencer Rattler.
I notice you have not ranked your favorite quarterback in the league, Jackson Dart, here. Where would you put
him? I had him. I had him in dog tendencies.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
yeah.
Apologies.
Yeah, Jackson Dart, dog tendencies. And he might be with a bullet. You know, he might be climbing that ranking.
So you have CJ in that middle, dog tendencies. Can you walk me through like the fullness of your thinking there?
I wanted to put him with dogish up there with Jared Goff and Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson. But I don't think he's done enough yet. I mean, I think he might be dog tendencies with a bullet. You know, he might be rising as well. But you can't put him up there with those guys. Can you? I mean, or maybe you can. And you put him up there with Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson, Jalen, And I know we're set the Lamar Jackson discussion aside.
Sure, sure.
Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, and Justin Herbert. I can't.
I mean, your whole benefit of, oh, man, this offense looks really good in year one, as C.J. Stroud finally hits the scene, and we're talking about him as an incredible quarterback. You've seen him win playoff games and, of course, do things that help them win playoff games, not just the win themselves, but you've seen him be fantastic in moments that are above what you would expect at that point in his career. And then last year, we were looking at him trying to hold up the entirety of an offense on his shoulders without the support of the talent, of the foundation of an offensive line, and I think we acknowledge without the support of actual good game planning and play calling. Like, I think that there's an understanding for the hazard that he's had to carry in bringing in the dog.
Figgy, ultimately, I put him here because it's been five quarters, not five games.
In this particular season.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking because I kind of take issue with Jordan Love a little bit, but I feel like maybe Jordan Love probably need to be in dog tendencies, in my opinion, because feel like him and CJ are kind of similar.
They've been compared their whole career.
Yeah, he might be a little better, to be honest, but I think they're kind of the same.
Yeah, you have the Jordan Love up here, I imagine, because of the NFC
longer,
Championship
larger
run.
Larger body of work and the playoff run, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could see you on that. I need to get my eyes on. I need to look at the game logs here for CJ Stroud, and like I think that there have been those moments for him. I mean, the very first playoff game versus Cleveland, I think is, and maybe that's why you go tendencies, right? You've seen this. It just kind of all needs to culminate in a way that is stronger. And I think to his credit, if you talk about a dog within the system, right? That they've given him, he's picked up and he has absolutely run very quickly with what you have here. I mentioned the quarterback school breakdown of C.J. Stroud in this game versus the Ravens. And there is something to be said. Obviously, I wasn't here last week. I don't know exactly the full extent of what you guys broke down from that game. But there's something to be said for you battered the Ravens. There were still some gaps in which there were still things to clean up. Go ahead and ring that bell for D'Amico Ryans there. Right? Yeah. There's still pass pro issues here. There's still instances where your receivers are not making the right choices at times, not to say that they're often making the wrong choices, but there's instances where they're not making the right choices on option and choice route type things that he is helping them look right on, right? Yeah. Remember the Bobby Slowick dynamic of, you know, he's got to make me right, right? And just in a general sense, I feel like you're seeing a lot of C.J. Stroud making things right now.
You're starting to.
Yeah.
You're starting to.
And that's I think there's something to be said for the fact that he is picking this up early with the adversity that we have all acknowledged and really put on the organization and saying you've chosen this adversity early on the season, and he's gone through that very relatively quickly and said that I will already begin making things right within this. I think that there's some credit that needs to be given there.
And just to recap, because a lot of texters are saying things like, where's Joe Burrow? I said current because he's
fair.
He's
current starting quarterback.
Where would you put Joe Burrow?
I mean, Joe Burrow is – we talking about dog?
Yeah.
He's alpha dog.
He's an alpha,
yeah, top
right?
tier. Yeah,
he's alpha dog.
And just to recap, because somebody asked about Justin Herbert, he is on this list. Alpha dogs, the baddest dogs on the street: Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen. Dog-ish. They're right there, but they're not alphas. Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert. Somebody asked about Herbert. He's in this one. Dog tendencies: C.J. Stroud, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, if he plays this week, Drake May, Joe Flacco, Jackson Dart, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and Jaden Daniels. More bark than bite: Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Geno Smith, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward. And the cute little puppies, Tua, Justin Fields, Dylan Gabriel, and Spencer Rattler. And somebody also asked on the text, who's the baddest dog of them all?
I mean, I think historically we're just like, this is Patrick Mahomes, man. This is Patrick Mahomes territory.
It's got to be.
But yeah, like that. I like this exercise. Yeah. I like this exercise.
Is it bad I want to put Cam Ward where the puppies is right now?
You do?
Because he ain't showed me anything this year,
so
man.
So many mitigating.
And I know it's early, and I know the coach was bad and all that stuff.
I don't mind that too much.
You know what? Cam Ward might just need an incomplete. Like,
I would take that.
He's five, six games into his career, and he's had a coach. Not he's had, but a coach has been fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I don't even know how you are supposed to grade what he looks like at this moment yet. But, yeah, this is interesting. I want to ask the question of, like, what you still need to see from CJ to move into that dog-ish territory. And maybe we return to that later on in the program. But thank you. Thank you for bringing that context together, because if there's one thing that we love, it's list, man. A list, some tears.
Who doesn't love a good list?
Get you going. All right.
Tweet it out, man.
Yeah, tweet it out.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that that won't set the internet streets on fire. All right, you're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get our lunchtime confections.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.